shiver. Shut the door.
Well, we have 7 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The news of the day, the information, the good day, good stuff with the good day, good guys.
Oh, I like that.
You? Well, but you see, what bothers me about that is
we're women.
Arrest, exactly.
And then we say guys, which I think is fine.
Well, that's just stealing it from a former show called The Good Guys.
WMCA, Good Guys.
The guys, the radio guys were called The Good Guys, Richie. It wasn't a show called The Good Guys.
No. Yes, there was a WMCA, Good Guys.
They were called The Good Guys.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
And that was their logo.
Yes,
logo.
It was.
I would kill for a WMCA, Good Guys sweatshirt.
Would you really?
Yes.
Who would you kill?
Who are you going to kill?
I could steal it from them.
All right, I was at a radio conference. I'm not going to make a big deal out of this. But I was at a talk radio group got together on Friday and Saturday, and we were talking about those who have been on the air the longest.
Uh-oh.
I've been on 1 week longer than you have, Sonny.
I remember when we had tin cans and string. And
remember when
we
used to add on reel to reel and play cards?
Don't raise the blades I had to throw out.
Wasn't Marconi a hoot?
I don't think I finished my sentence, but
we know where it's
going. After you parked your walker, then what happened?
Yeah. No, they were acknowledging Art LeBeau.
Oh, he's great. He's another old one.
to whom are you referring as another? He's 88 years old, and he still is on the radio every night in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Art LeBeau connection.
Killer oldies.
Yep. Yeah. Oldie, oldie, goody goodies. All right, so now you can stop making fun of me and we can move on.
Okay.
The report from the Administration for Children and Families, a bureau within the Department of Health and Human Services, reveals that there were 686,000 cases of child abuse or neglect reported last year in the U.S. 686,000. It was and that's not the story. The story is that it was the sixth consecutive year of decreases. The highest number of the child abuse reports came from the year 2007, when 724,000 cases of abuse were filed.
Define neglect or abuse.
Well, I think that's a very good question. And I'm glad you brought that up because I think that we have this tendency to overcook a lot of this stuff, even though child abuse is a problem.
Sure.
You know, this story came after. It's interesting how we sort of put things into relative position, Richie. I don't know if you heard, I think you were just coming in, when we were talking about the horse neglect story from North Carolina early this morning. A guy was arrested. 12 horses were dying.
Hmm.
Malnutrition, 2 ponies about dead because this guy hadn't fed him, watered him, and we all said this guy ought to be taken out and shot. Okay, so what do we do with parents who basically do the same thing to their children? What do we do with them? And are they the kinds of abuses that we're talking about here, or are there others? There are some abuse cases that are just spanking, or there are cases that are reported by some and investigated. These are reported. Remember, I used that word, abuse reports. How many of them actually, and if you see this number somewhere today, are you going to say, oh, my God, look at all this abuse going on, or are you going to think, well, what kind of abuse are we talking about? I think that's...
It's like you see the report that bullying, for example.
Right.
Define bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Or kids that get suspended from school per year for bad behavior. And then we end up finding out that one kid cut a sandwich into the shape of a gun and pointed it at another.
Right.
And, you have to dig deep. And it's certainly nothing to play with because it is a serious matter.
Well, but the numbers, I think, do not always tell the story.
No.
Britain's immigration minister under fire for what critics say is his overly harsh crackdown on illegals in England has resigned after it was learned his cleaning lady was illegal. Story at DougSteffen.com today.
Happens.
Downing Street announced that Prime Minister David Cameron had accepted the resignation of Mark Harper, calling it an honorable decision. Mr. Harper is a Tory, is from Gloucestershire, became the immigration minister last year, widely criticized for a government advertising campaign that sent mobile billboards into racially mixed neighborhoods asking people to turn in illegals. Also on the billboard it said, go home or get arrested. In his resignation letter, he contended he never broke the law, saying he ran numerous background checks on this woman he'd hired as a cleaner, said that as he was preparing to push a new immigration bill, he tried to find copies of her documentation, but couldn't.
Hmm.
Very convenient.
But couldn't, so I didn't do anything about it.
Right. So what is this sort of thing going on here willy-nilly in our country? It's a problem all over the Western world. England has a bigger problem actually with it than we do, if you can imagine.
You know, I was talking to my wife over the weekend about her sister, one of her stepsisters in Colombia. My wife is Colombian and is an American citizen.
Right.
And her sister is trying to move to Canada.
She married you to get to be legal, right?
She did not. She was a citizen before she married me.
She married you for that.
So her stepsister is trying to move to Canada and having a hard time of it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they've tightened it up quite a bit.
Yep, tightened it right up.
So much so that you need to speak at least conversational French before they will give you citizen status.
In Montreal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Montreal isn't really Canada.
I know.
The Canadians would tell you that.
Anyway. She was saying that she's having a hard time getting a citizenship there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very tough. The English, what do they call it now? The English, the British.
Oh.
What's the league? It's not a league, but there's a word for it. Anyway, it isn't important for the story. The essence of what happens, anybody's been to London? I've probably been to London, I don't know, 100 times. And one of the things that strikes me about London, or would strike anybody, is really the mix. We think we have a sort of homogenous mix in our country.
It's a big melting pot there.
Because of the former British Empire, and making it easy still for people from all of the former British Commonwealth nations to come and go as they please in London, they come to England and they get lost. They disappear. And they're all over England, and it's been a big problem because England is very interesting how they handle population. There are about 58 million people that live in England, and it's a small island. The way that they have managed their land in England, you go from the town to the country like that. There's no suburbs, there's less and less and less and fewer homes. You come to the outskirts of town, and that's it. It's either agriculture or it's living and business community. There's no blending in England. Actually, it's kind of that way in most of Western Europe, too. France is the same way, and it's like that in Germany to a lesser extent. Excuse me. But it's really interesting. The point here is the number of people that are coming from all over the former British Empire, and they've made it very easy, and that's now part of their problem. Big welfare, really big welfare problem in England. You think we got it tough here. They really do. So just, comparative sort of thinking about this fellow. That story about the immigration minister is one of the ones that is a headline from today's show at DougSteffen.com. Here's a fact. Having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. I can tell you that because my teeth make me look younger and healthier. I'm using Active White. We've talked a lot about power swabs over the past year. This is the next step in the evolution of power swabs. This is a new product in America. It's been used in Europe for about 10 years. And the only difference between it and power swabs is it comes in an aerosol can. That's the better way of you just like if you're shaving, you spray it onto the toothbrush and put it in your mouth and away you go. Much easier. I found the power swabs to be cool in the effect, but it was a pain in the neck kind of using the swabs. You wipe them all over your mouth. You don't have to do that with this. And same results, 2 minutes, you start seeing a change. It takes 2 minutes to brush your teeth, and then 5 minutes you start seeing the change, and then it continues. It every day gets better and better and better. Non-peroxide, no drugs, no chemicals, no harm. What's the old expression? No harm, no foul?
Yep.
There is no harm, and nothing foul goes into your mouth. You'll just have whiter teeth. That's it. Getting them pearly white, it does not mean a mouthful of harsh chemicals, doesn't mean sandpaper, doesn't mean grit, doesn't mean trays. It means active white. Active white lifts the stains from your teeth using this foam, and with the easy application, you'll understand why it's been around for 10 years in Europe. Your smile gets better in minutes. You have coffee, tea, smoking stains, get rid of them with active white. Call 800-865-7602 and eliminate the middleman. 800-865-7602. Active white results will have you loving what your teeth look like. Teeth, white, teeth, smile, teeth, good. 800, why are you chuckling? Huh?
You're just cracking me up.
Really?
Teeth, white, teeth, good.
Good. Teeth. Fine, Richie.
I'm waiting to push a commercial, and you're like, teeth, white. Okay, do I push it now?
800. Teeth, good. I'll tell you when to push it. You ready? 800-865-7602 for active white. 800-865-7602. Push that button.
Now?
Yes.
Now.
Now.
Right now.
Now.
Good.
Now.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Open Your Heart was the third straight number one single from her True Blue album. So I guess the question would be, what are the other two? That statement begs the question, Kenny. What are the other two? Open Your Heart is one. What are the other two number one songs that came out of True Blue?
Well, let me try to play this. It might have been True Blue, actually.
Say that again?
It might have been True Blue.
Is
Baby,
a song
I Love You. What was that, the
True
name
Blue?
Of the song?
Yeah, I don't know. You're talking to the wrong guy when it comes to this.
Yeah,
I can name some of her hits, but I don't know anything about her album.
I don't know. What were they, Kenny?
I'm trying to remember. It was 86.
I remember the album.
Had
it was on the front.
Songs.
It was blue and black and white.
Certainly glad we were.
Well, there was Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, that had to be a number
Papa
one.
Papa Don't Preach and yeah. Live to Tell.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
There
Richie,
you
were no help on that at all.
Right. I'm here for you, Doug.
No, you aren't.
Yeah, I'm absolutely here for you.
What'd you say? You'd be close to being here.
What?
Oh, yeah. Are you? You can hear the exciting Doug Steffen Good Day program every day. All Doug, all the time at DougSteffen.com. Click on the listen button for the archives. RadioAmerica.org, same thing. Click on the listen button. The folks at CRN Talk, we have somebody on our staff that's related to somebody who's at CRN, crntalk.com.
He's talking about me.
Yeah. Talkstreamlive.com. How are all of our, I'm interested because we have all these new folks listening. Latest affiliate is in Newburyport, Massachusetts, by the way. Hello to Newburyport. That's an interesting name, interesting town. It's up on the North Shore of Massachusetts, North Shore, coastal, that's not really, it's inland a bit, but it's a wonderful, not, no, actually isn't. It's Newburyport's right on the, I'm just thinking of Methuen and people in my family.
Is that related to Thor?
No, it's not.
Methuen?
Methuen.
And Thor?
No, it's not. Right, that's part Super. Of the Massachusetts that we are. Matter of fact, I think we ought to offer a swell prize, Richie. First person who calls us listening to the station in Newburyport. What do you think?
Absolutely.
888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. First person from Newburyport listening to this program for the first time, would like to be, we, you know, it's the old expression, children should be seen and not heard. We would rather hear from you. We don't care if we see you because this is radio. So we do want to hear from you. 888-302-3684. Also, you can catch us on GenesisGNCLive.com.
GCN.
What'd I do?
GNC. That's a vitamin store.
Yeah, they'd be getting like vitamin C.
They'd probably listen to us there, too.
But I always do that. I don't know what it is about. That's GCN. Right.
You're dyslexic, not.
No, it's not.
I am dyslexic, not.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Where else? TuneInRadio.com. That's a good place. Stitcher. And so forth and so on. Anyway, I like to every once in a while review that for the listening and dancing fans. 888-302-3684. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. A top hat that brushes your teeth won a $16,000 prize in a wacky invention competition in London. The winner is Sam Hunter Baxter. The invention will now be made into a real gadget. This is, I'm looking at this. I don't quite understand. This kid's 19 years old. Uses a top hat to run his toothbrush. Kenny, you've seen this picture from the Odd Invention Challenge. How do you, I don't get this. What difference does it make? You're wearing a hat. Oh, I admit, you put the hat on and then the toothbrush goes in your mouth? Is that it?
Yep.
That's how That's it works, it right? Like
all right, now that we figured that out.
Wow, that was fun.
Wait a minute. We posted the story at DougSteffen.com. What's wrong with that? I think that's pretty clever. There were 300 entries. This guy won. You just put the hat on, and the toothbrush goes right into your mouth. It's kind of like having a microphone or something. You know how the singers now or people in the gym, when you go to the gym and the guy's working out with everybody? They have the PA system.
Hey, everybody. Doug figuring out this story was brought to you by AARP. Hint, hint, clue.
What, because I'm a minute late?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was so enthralled with it, Richie. I just forgot to look at the clock. It's now 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Gift cards, they sure are popular.
About 30% of shoppers on Black Friday or Cyber Monday purchase gift cards.
Not to mention the ones you pick up for a friend's birthday. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
It used to be that this was like the Wild West.
AARP financial educator John Dauphinet.
In the past, a lot of people who got gift cards got frustrated because they actually came with hidden fees.
And expiration dates. Now the government regulates both store gift cards and gift cards with a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover's logo.
Now, the rules say how high the fees can be, and they also mandate that the cards have to be valid for at least 5 years.
And you get info on any fees and once hidden catches in writing.
It's transparency, and it's also a better deal for the consumer.
Tomorrow, gift cards that aren't regulated, the ones that give you a real headache. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday, the 10th of February. Doug and Richie and Kenny and Roberta and Jennifer, the Transportation Security Administration, finding more guns every year in passenger carry-on bags. Who really is dumb enough to do this? Honestly.
Apparently a lot of people.
Yeah. Agents have recovered, on average, 5 guns a day this year. 1,828 guns in the last year among travelers preparing to board planes. That's a 20% increase from the year before. I'm really, honestly, who is dumb enough to try to get away with bringing a gun on a plane? This is a
How many do you think actually get through with it, though? They can't.
I don't think too many.
You don't think so? Even if they pack them up real good in their suitcase? No.
Well, every once in a while, isn't there a story of the somebody getting on a plane or testing this?
Yeah, usually reporters.
Reporters.
Smart aleck reporters who want to say, look what I did, and try and get the big story. Look, I got one past the TSA.
Well, is that a big story, though, anymore? Under the circumstances?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it always ends up getting in the news. Sure. Yeah.
Right, it does. So is that the same sort of person who's thinking, I want to make a name for myself, so I'll go shoot up the school?
Two very different people.
Different people.
Yeah. Okay. So these people are not quite that crazy. But
I think these people are just trying to get away with something. I mean, people that are shooting up a school, I think, have major mental issues.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I find myself now not as... Isn't it interesting how all this stuff changes with how you individually are treated? I have been, for whatever the reason, very well... I find it very slow. I have a TSA pre-check now, so I go into that line, and within, not minutes, but seconds, I'm in and out of there. Bing, bang,
boom.
What
do they check?
They don't check anything, actually. You walk through.
No,
you can leave your coat on. You can leave your shoes on. You don't have to take your computer out of the bag. I have it through Global Entry. It automatically gives you
TSA. You just got yours, right, Dougie?
Well, I thought that I was going to... I was going to apply... Roberta, you and I were talking about that, and then all of a sudden I started getting the TSA pre-check on all my boarding passes.
Well, if you're members of certain frequent flyer programs, they'll put you into TSA pre-check.
And also the age, too. I hate to keep bringing this up.
Why do you keep saying that?
But it's true, because my grandparents got it, and so...
I don't
don't mean that to sound bad, but it, my grandparents got it. My grand, my grandfather's wife is young. Don't worry.
And I'm not worried at all. There's a little ageism going on here.
No, it's not ageism at all.
A little annoying, frankly.
Are you kidding? This is like the best thing ever. This is a great reason to get a little older. They figure you're less of a threat.
You're right.
I mean, my cousin Sharon, who's almost 70, got it, and then my grandfather and his wife both got it. And it was like out of the blue one day, it just showed up. And I think if they realize you're a frequent flyer, if you're an active traveler, and you might be over 65 or something, I think maybe they're giving them out now.
Really?
Don't get angry. It's just a thought.
Did you apply for this, or did it just get sent to you?
He just got it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Along with the
like with your AARP card.
I don't belong to the AARP, but thanks, Rich.
Really?
Anyway, yeah.
No, it is really
But I ought to get a free membership with as much free airtime as I give them. I ought to be able to get something free out of them. That's a little sore subject, and I think I'll move on.
Didn't you question that when it just kind of showed up in the mail?
What, the AARP
thing? No, the
TSA
pre the TSA thing,
that doesn't show up in the mail. It's just but they have it on your boarding pass.
It's, so, they stamp your boarding pass.
Yeah. They just put it on the boarding pass.
One day you went for a flight, and boom, you were pre-approved.
Yep. That is correct.
Yep. And you never asked anybody?
Never asked anybody for anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. I have a clear... which is basically what Roberta's talking about, but you can't find in the airports. I thought they used to have it in Dallas. I went to use it in Dallas the other day, and I couldn't because they don't have them there. I have the only time I've ever used them is in Orlando, I think. They have them there, and they had them. I think they were using them in L.A. for a while. I don't even know where else they are. Roberta, you use them from time to time.
Well, and clear?
Before you went.
No, I used pre-check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pre-check is that they're expanding it. I think it's at 40 airports, and they're going to expand it to 80, something like that. It's just about everywhere now.
Well, it's a private way of addressing the annoyances of the TSA. That's really somebody smart has created a business that, sort of alleviates the problem. The average person who only travels a few times a year is never going to get in on this.
No.
And the nonsense.
Anybody can get global entry. That's where you can bypass the immigration screening services, and when you get global entry, it automatically puts you into TSA PreCheck. So that's a federal government program, and anybody can do that. You just have to, apply, pay the $100 fee, and go for the interview. They interview you.
They let you in.
They fingerprint you. Yep. You can't have ever had any type of an arrest. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that they ask you. Have you ever been arrested?
How'd you get it?
I was only arrested once for jaywalking. That didn't count.
I was arrested.
Yeah, Doug was arrested.
I've been arrested a couple times, I think.
Well, as long as it's not a felony.
He was let go. Don't worry. It was fine.
Okay. All right. The Russian police choir is now trying to find different events or different angles to talk about the Olympics, because nobody seems to really care much about what's going on at the Olympics.
It's the choir of the Russian Ministry of Internal Affairs. This is like almost scary.
Well, tell us about how they involved themselves in the opening ceremony.
Well, they're part of the, they had them as part of the opening ceremony of the Olympics, but they didn't air it for time constraints.
Yeah.
But when you watch this, it's hilarious, because the guys are all in uniform and they're very, very stiff. And some of them are smiling, and some of them look like they've never smiled in their life, and some of them look like they'd rather have their toenails pulled out than be where they are at the moment. And you got these two guys up front who are very animated. The whole thing is just so discongruous.
It looks like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Saturday Night Live skit. It's hilarious.
When I first saw it, I did not think it was true. I did not think it was the real Russian police choir. I thought it was a Saturday Night Live type skit. And then they're singing Get Lucky from Daft Punk.
Well, they're singing in English, right?
Yeah.
Yes, in English.
Why are they singing in English?
Because the song is in English.
So what? Translated to Russian. This is the...
And if you look at these like middle-aged guys singing Waiting All Night to Get Lucky, it's like, honey, I don't think you're ever getting lucky.
Get it.
Right. My favorite part of the opening ceremonies is the fifth ring. That was that didn't
yeah,
open.
It didn't light.
Yeah,
yeah. It didn't expand and it didn't light up. And it's just this like poor little circle sitting over there, like, oh, what about me? And the other big four circles are there.
And there's somebody going, oh no, oh no.
Right, I'm more pretty sure news. Somebody's in the gulag now.
More big news from the Olympics. The latest on the USA bobsledder that was locked in his bathroom. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88WeirdSpice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88WeirdSpice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88WeirdSpice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88WeirdSpice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88WeirdSpice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88WeirdSpice.com. Watch for free at 88WeirdSpice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88WeirdSpice.com.
Hey, girl, I miss you so much. Give me a yuck.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the all-natural dental treat that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. That's because Nutrident Complete's unique 360-degree scrubbing nubs fight built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Nylabone Nutrident and Nutrident Complete. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Available at PetSmart. To learn more about Nutrident and save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com. Nylabone.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Am I supposed to talk now?
You can.
16
before
the hour.
You have my permission.
This is the Doug Stanton Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Warren, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli. Okay, so while we're at the Olympics, this guy from Boston who's a bobsledder gets locked in his bathroom. And in order to get out, he basically does what they do in the movies.
You got
to
break it down.
Pulls a Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Here's Johnny. And comes right through the door.
Not only does it come through the door, which doesn't look very strong to
begin
with.
No, I'm going
to
say it's not very strong.
It looks like it's a cardboard door.
Right. Yeah.
Looks like I could probably easily break through it. His name is Johnny Quinn, and he went to Twitter and, of course, had to put some pictures up. He said, I was taking a shower, and the door got locked and jammed, and then you see this picture.
How does that happen? How does the door get locked?
Did you hear the problems with the hotels in Russia? I mean, come on. on. Yeah. He's lucky he has a shower, I think. He said on Twitter, with no phone to call for help, I use my bobsled push train to break out. Hashtag Sochi jailbreak.
And he said in an interview that he couldn't understand all the attention that it got. He said he tweeted it, and he thought a couple of people would respond to it. And this thing, like, it's been 10,000, or how many retweets have
15,000 have favorited it, and 27,000 have retweeted it.
Really? So anything and everything goes.
You know, I will say this. It does seem like everybody's looking for imperfections in the Russian.
Anything.
There's been so many stories about it.
But it is kind of funny, yeah.
888-302-3684. Email to doug@dougstefan.com. We have also a way to connect on the Facebook and Twitter. Okay.
I was just hoping.
Well, you know what? I try to jam those in, and sometimes I do them backwards. Twitter @GoodDayShow, Facebook.com/GoodDayShow. Kenny, what's posted there that's of interest and importance?
Gratitude posts. You had said today you are thankful for love, and asked our friends to post what they are grateful for. Jason says 4G LTE.
Linda GLT? Says
LTE is a phone service. It's
okay.
Not to be confused with the BLT, which is a bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Right. Got it. Thank you, Jennifer.
Which is what I'm grateful for today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Kim says, Doug, thankful for love. I guess there is hope for humanity.
Wow.
I love when people know you and listen hard to the show.
I said today I was thankful for love. And repeat that one more time so that the ears can listen to the response, Kenny.
To what Kim said. Kim says that she guesses there is hope for humanity.
Because I said that today love was what I was thankful for.
Right.
Nice. Sweet.
Meredith, did you hear that?
Yeah.
You want him to say it again?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
All right. Next, Richie.
Yes.
Gibson has introduced a Government Series Les Paul guitar.
This is so awesome. So the Les Paul's been around forever and ever and ever, the Les Paul guitar.
Right.
I don't know whether you remember last year, the government raided the Gibson guitar factories because they were using a wood from India. And there is a law, it's called the, what is it called?
The law against using wood from India.
I forget the name of the law, but the Department of Justice raided the Gibson facilities and took all of the wood. And you're not allowed to import this banned type of wood. And even though Gibson had a approval from the government, they still raided it and said, you can't use this. So they go through court, they go through all this. Gibson finally figures out, you know, okay, listen, we'll pay you off and we'll pay the fine and everything will be good, right? Government says, sure. They get the wood back and Gibson makes a new Government Series guitar just to basically say, thank you.
Right, sure.
For your assistance.
Right.
So if you're if you want to give the government a little up yours and you like playing guitar and a nice guitar, go buy the Government Series from Gibson.
Yeah, that's like what's his face doing the
it's the Lacey Act
when he owed all those taxes. He did an album.
Yeah. Oh,
Willie Nelson did an album to pay off his taxes, and it was basically an up yours to the IRS.
Yeah.
It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Again? Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs.
This is a great
She's
song,
like the wind.
This is a song from Dirty Dancing.
Patrick Swayze,
She's Like the Wind. Richie apparently doesn't care much for it.
Is it She Broke the Wind or She's Like the Wind?
Come on. Have some respect for the dead.
The number one, the song sounds like it's dead.
Oh.
The number one movie this week in 1988.
She Broke the Wind.
Yeah. But didn't he do another song that also did well, it seems to me? Didn't he have a couple of songs that charted over his career?
I think this was his biggest hit, actually.
You thought what, this was like the only thing.
This is the
only
one? Big
really?
Hit.
Okay. All right, I'll take your word for it. Listen, what do I know? Richie's going to say not much, apparently. All right, number one movie this week, 1988, big song from that era as well. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. Give us the weekend box office totals. Chucker, we have a story at DougSteffens.com today. The filmmakers behind The Hunger Games planning to digitally recreate Philip Seymour Hoffman for what he didn't finish in the last movie. Is that going, I suppose they can do most anything, can't they, now with the CGI stuff?
Well, from what I read, he had one big emotional scene to film, so it's a needed scene. This is not the, when Ridley Scott did the movie Gladiator, actor Oliver Reed passed away before filming his last scene, but it was a very brief short scene, and they digitally recreated him. That film was, I believe, released around 20 years ago. So with the technology they have now, I don't really see it being a problem.
They did that 20 years ago?
Yeah, in Oliver Reed's scene in Gladiator, because he played a very important part in that movie. I believe he passed away of a heart attack right before he could finish filming, and they needed him to do one last scene, and they did it it wasn't a full, you know, it was more of a background scene, but you saw his face and he spoke. Mm-hmm. So they did it like 20 years ago, and they're going to do it again. But I'm sure this time it'll probably look really good.
You know, my son and I were playing the Madden football game over the weekend, and you watch how realistic these video games have become. I bet you in the next 10 years, half of the actors in movies will be fake. And then also, I think football is going to go away at some point and going to be replaced by these computers and whatnot.
Just on TV and not have you wouldn't go and watch, you wouldn't have any stand. You'll just make it up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I've said for years. I mean, they could probably, if they wanted to produce a new movie with John Wayne, mm-hmm. they probably could do it. The technology is probably there to do it. But would you really want to see it?
It'd be interesting to see it once and see how it works. Yeah,
it would be interesting. But, I mean, in Rich's point, would it be a trend? I'd want to see no.
The poll today at DougStephan.com, what do you think about filmmakers digitally recreating an actor or actress after they've died? A, terrific idea. I hope it works. B, interesting idea, but I'm skeptical about how well it will work. C, that gives me the creeps. D, it's morbid, and it's disrespectful to the deceased and their family. All right, so there's that. Chucker's going to have box office results for us. What won at the box office this weekend? What movie is the one that's the king at the moment? We'll find that out in a moment here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at StaplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Box office totals, Chucker.
Okay, Doug, family audiences came out in droves this weekend and made the Lego Movie the number one attraction in the nation's box office.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
$69 million in business. Ooh. That's a big February. I went to try to take my daughter twice to see it sold out both times. Warner Brothers will turn this into a franchise property, already working on a sequel. Now, The Monuments Men, starring George Clooney and Matt Damon, opened well, $22.7 million. Got sort of a mixed response. I'm in the camp. I was disappointed. It was like if somebody said, here's a really great book, and I wanted to read the book, and instead they gave me the cliff notes. That's the way the movie plays out. I thought it had a few charming moments, and the cast was terrific, but that script, I thought, was pretty bad, and the storytelling.
It wasn't about the script. It was about who was in it and sort of how they played it in movies made in Europe, that sort of thing. All right, what else in the top five?
Ride Along Place Dirt continues to do well. Frozen 4th and that awkward moment round out the top five.
Chuck Curry with us here on Good Day at 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.